I'm Cheney Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Once there was a mountain in Vero Beach. Sexton's Mountain was an oddity that rose on the barrier island across from J.C. Park. The eccentric entrepreneur Waldo Sexton had finagled some fill dirt from a man who was dredging the river. Grandson Sean Sexton says Waldo got much more than he bargained for.
I think the guy had already figured Waldo out. He put the pedal to the metal on that dredge, and he filled that lot with river bottom that stacked up higher than the trees around it.
Waldo never expected to see a huge mound of dirt.
I've heard that he was surprised. The pile sat there. He didn't have that many low places to put it in. This is when it became a mountain in his mind. So he started putting the accoutrements of the mountain upon it. It started out as a rustic kind of thing with big slabs of concrete that were put in place as steps. Over time, he began hauling things to the mountain site, pedestals from an old water tower, Corinthian columns, certainly tiles. He had mountains of tile in his dairy pastures that he used to decorate the steps of the mountain. He called the stairs the Santa Scala, the Holy Stairs.
I remember at the top there were two thrones. They looked like they might have been those of Aztec gods. Where did they come from?
Entirely out of his imagination. They were things that were fabricated there from things that he had. I still use things from Waldo's goody piles all the time.
You have a blueprint here that shows that he was calling it the Hanging Gardens of Vero.
It was going to be the centerpiece of an artist colony, Ponce de Leon Park. He about figured that Ponce de Leon must have landed right there. It's funny, I've read a National Geographic article that actually puts it somewhere between Melbourne Beach and the inlet.
I thought it was closer to Cape Canaveral, but I don't think anybody really knows.
They've used the Ponce de Leon log. They have found that it's not exactly where they thought it was, certainly not St. Augustine.
So it was going to be an artist colony. I never knew that.
He had a lifelong obsession with the arts, and he wanted to be an artist. I think that the mountain was maybe a final expression of that desire. Beanie Backus told me that he tried so hard to teach Waldo how to paint, and he said it just absolutely couldn't be done. Waldo was, as we understand the creative spirit, he was very much an artist.
You were a young boy when the dedication was held. Do you remember it, Sean?
I remember my sisters and I went over to climb the stairs. We were taken to the opening of the mountain. It was always there along the highway A1A, and people were always stopping in to climb it. But once these stairs were finished, there was a grand event, and it just seemed like the highest thing in the world.
Does anybody know exactly how high above sea level it was?
A geodetic survey was performed, and it found it to be the highest point between Kitty Hawk and Key West. There have been many claims on the actual height.
Sexton's Mountain lost most of its luster over the years. Vandals chipped away at the tiles and marred them with graffiti. By the time Waldo Sexton died in 1967, any talk of an artist colony was long forgotten. But the big pile of dirt remained until 1984, when a vicious nor'easter blew into the beach. Two Sexton properties, the Ocean Grill and Driftwood Inn, were nearly washed into the sea. But workers managed to save them by shoring them up with fill from, guess what, Sexton's Mountain.
The mountain wound up in the place where all mountains go. It's in the sea. I guess it all turned out the way that it was supposed to. There are lots of things of which the only remainder is the story.
Sean Sexton is a working cattleman and a working artist. He's also the author of a book about Sexton's Mountain. You can listen to past Flora Day shows online. Go to WQCS.org and click on Audio Archive. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.